Shalom, shalom. Once again, this is Brother Aki. Yehoshua Baka Ben Levi Ben Israel. And once again, we are still studying the Omer Count. And how this applies to mankind even today, even though this was given to us many, many years ago. And let me first give the Creator His glory and praising His holy name and glorifying His holy name by saying hallelujah. Blessed be the King of the universe. And we are on the subject of the Omer Count. And I just want to reiterate how much this is much needed. And I'm saying this out of love once again in hopes that this brings on a transformation in you. This is the intent of everything that I speak. And I pray that the Most High opens up the minds of the people to understand where I'm coming from and how we can use this and use this law as a tool to get off this planet. Because as I said before, the Earth is actually like a prison planet. And it is meant for us to follow the law to get off of this planet. If not, you come back. And I just want to read this verse for you. The hopes that this helps people understand where I'm coming from with this. Because I haven't did an in-depth study on this yet. But from what I've seen through other teachings and bits and pieces here and there, that we are reincarnated here if you don't follow the law. Once again, you have to earn everything in the universe. And to make that point clearer, just imagine somebody who never works a day in his life. What will that person have? That's right. Nothing. Only what people give him. So how do we earn our way off of this planet? By observing the law. That law, actually, for people outside of people who are not Israelites, can just be the universal law, right? The 12 universal laws. And all those deal with the Torah. For instance, the law of karma, right? The scripture teaches us you reap what you sow. That's karma. What you put out is what you get back. Right? Just like something you plant in the garden. If you plant tomatoes, you're not going to get grapes. You're going to get tomatoes. So if you plant wickedness and hatred in the earth, that's going to come back to you. Okay, but Amos chapter 9, verse 2. Hallelujah. Though they dig into hell, this shall my hand take them. Though they climb up to heaven, thence will I bring them down. You see that? Though they dig into hell, the earth, the grave, a place of confusion, the earth. Right? We live in modern day Babylon, and that has spread across the whole planet. Babylon in Hebrew means confusion. Okay, let me start over. Though they dig into hell, since my hand take them out of the grave, though they climb up to heaven, thence will I bring them down. Bringing you down. Back down. Back down to earth. Okay? So, I hope that you meditate on that. And understand that once you start to meditate on certain things, things become a lot clearer. And, you know, I'm telling you out of love so that you can change certain things within you to become just a better human being, if that's all it is. You know, to understand that we have all been brainwashed to believe certain things. But when you look at the Torah, this is the Most High's voice telling you. These are not askments. They are commandments. And I got that from someone. Okay? These are commandments. And he commanded us to do certain things. He commanded us to do judgment, to do justice. He commanded us to love one another. Love deals with the truth. So I have to tell you the truth in righteousness, mercy, loveness, love, kindness, compassion, in hopes that this will penetrate your mind. Just like a seed penetrates the earth and grow. Let these words, let these thoughts, let these seeds enter your mind, the earth, and it's for you to take care of them. It's for you to water them. Or keep listening, and I will water them. I am a gardener. I like agriculture. And you want to talk about Shavuot? What does that deal with on a physical level? Right. That's right. Planting. And at the end of that, we bring what we reap to the temple, to the Most High. Okay, so we left off with standard. Now we're going to go into measure. Okay, measure deals with the Omer count. Measure, let's look at the online dictionary first. It means an adequate or due portion. Look at that, a due portion. You reap what you sow. What you put out is what you get back. A moderate decree, moderation, temperance. Right? And this is what this law teaches us, because this sounds like balance. Good and evil. The Most I know is we're human. We're going to have evil thoughts sometimes, but you also are supposed to have good thoughts. That word seed again. Temperance. A fixed or suitable limit. Bounds. And it's like I said, we all, even in the hood, we have laws. They might not be righteous laws, but there's some boundaries you cannot cross. Right? Yes, that's very true. The dimensions, capacity, or amount of something ascertained by measuring, an estimate of what is to be expected. What does the Almighty expect of us? To love one another. To be righteous, to be holy. A measured quantity, amount, degree, an instrument or utensil for measuring, a standard or unit of measure, a system of standard weights, a system of standard units of measure, the act or process of measuring to choose or control with cautious restraint. Look at that. That's Torah. Right there. Universal law, universal principles. To choose or control with cautious restraint. What is this law about? What is life about? What happens if you go out in the street wilding out? That's right. You get put in jail. You're supposed to be able to control yourself. You're supposed to be cautious in the way you walk. In any nation, in any city, and in any neighborhood, what happens if you don't control yourself? Think of that, right? This law is meant to teach us to control ourselves. And that's what the wilderness walk was all about. Controlling yourself, even controlling your mouth. Having discipline over your mouth. Right? Regulate. To regulate by standard. Govern. To a lot or a portion in measured amounts. There's a time to be quiet. There is a time to speak. There's a time for war. There's a time for peace. There's a time for laughing. A time for crying. King Solomon said that, right? Yeah, he did. Okay, to lay off by making measurements. To leave alone, to cease to employ. Look at that. That deals with servants. What happens when you don't follow the law? The Most High said he will cut us off. You are no longer a servant. You lost your job as a servant. What are we doing here? We lost our jobs as servants to the Creator and we became slaves. Now who would you rather work for? We've been here for 400 years. Almost 400 years. And what does our employment look like in this world today? It's horrible, right? So who would you rather serve, the Most High or man? This is why we're here, to learn that. This is the question he wants us to ask ourselves. Who would you rather serve? And you know, it's the humor in that, if there is any, right? The Most High said, I could show you better than I can tell you, because one of the things that Hebrews or so-called black people are famous for is not listening, right? That's why we had that prayer, Shema Yisrael, Yehovah Eloheinu, Yehoahah. Hear, O Israel, the Most High, our power is one. Shema, Israel, listen. And that word, listen, I mean hear, actually deals with doing, more action. Just don't hear it, but do it. Okay, so what are the Hebrew words for measure? The mem, the dalet, and the hay. Let's look at that. Let's look at those letters a little bit. You know what the mem deals with? Deals with water. It means mighty, chaos, and blood. Look at that, right? That deals with judgment. How do we know? When you go to jail and the judge hands you out your sentence, that's a unit of measure. Well, he got caught stealing 5 times already. So apparently he need more time in jail to think about this. Then maybe things will be revealed to him, because what does the hay mean? It means reveal. It means breath. Right? How many people, as I said before, catch a blessing in jail? There's libraries in jail. And I neglected to say that in the meaning for the gan, because that deals with a library. The gan again means garden. You see that? That's why you just have to love the Creator and what He do and how He does things to teach us, to get His message across to us. Open up your eyes. Take the veil off of your eyes. Right? Mighty, the Mem, chaos, that deals with hell. The opposite, and this is what makes this letter so powerful, is because it's in the word wisdom. Without wisdom, you're in a state of chaos. You're in a state of confusion. You are in a state of hell. So the opposite, the opposite meaning for this word, for this letter Mem, deals with clarity. It deals with knowing. That's the opposite of confusion, right? What does He want us to know? Right? If you don't take heed, your blood will be spilt. Did our blood get spilled whenever we disobeyed the Creator? Yes. Look at us now. How many people out there toting guns and selling drugs are following the law of the Creator? Right. None of them. That's why we are dying. This is one reason why we are dying. How did we save ourselves? By changing the way we live. The way of a gangster versus the way of a servant. This is where we are. And again, once again, I want to say another word for the opposite of chaos is order. Law and order. And this is what everybody's scared about right now, right? The world losing its order without any kind of law. The law of our captors is somewhat based on the Torah. Right? If that doesn't make sense, you imagine this. Imagine every courthouse in this country is gone. Even though they probably don't acknowledge the Creator, there's some kind of law set up. And again, imagine this country or even this world without any courthouse. What would that look like? Total chaos. No one ever being written even a speed ticket anymore. You go down a street and do 50, 75 miles an hour, could kill somebody because they don't have to fear and getting rolled a ticket or anybody writing a ticket or getting pulled over and taken to jail for reckless driving. Endangerment. Okay, so let's see what He gave us, what law He gave us to deal with. Judgment. We'll find one of these laws in the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 35. Hallelujah. You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in mit yard, in weight, or in measure. You see that? And now the delet is in here. We'll talk about the delet. So we have a commandment where the Most High says, do no unrighteousness in judgment. Weigh out, weight, or in measure. And you imagine this, right? You smoke weed. You pay for an ounce and He give you a half an ounce. There are people out there shooting each other over stuff like that. That's Torah. For that for you to make sense and to do away with this law, that law right there, is to say, yeah, I smoke weed. I paid for an ounce. He only gave me a half an ounce. It's cool. It's all right. I'm just going to walk away. He ain't going to say nothing. Now, you hear how that sound, right? It sounds silly. It sounds foolish. Even in the grocery store. You pay for a pound of apples, and they give you a half a pound. If this law don't make sense to you, you don't believe in the law, then you're supposed to walk out and not say nothing. You see that? Torah. Universal principles. Universal law. Okay, so let's touch on Dilet. The Dilet deals with move. There it is again. Action. Hang. Move, hang, and entrance. And in the modern, it says path and to enter. Look at that. Entering into a covenant. It deals with measurement and judgment. A path deals with a way of life. Again, this is not a religion. Hebrew Israelites, the so-called this way of life is not a religion. It is a way of life. This is the way we are supposed to be living. It don't say this is the way we're supposed to be dying, but the way we are supposed to be living. What's the diet? What does the dietary law say? Right? What to eat, what not to eat. How to get married, how to choose your mate. How to approach the Most High, how not to approach him. This is a way of life. It's not a religion. We are, of course, like I said, we are still talking about the Omer count. We're supposed to learn this when we left Egypt. Right? We was learning this in the wilderness. We had to practice this law before we can walk into the land. We had to practice this law before we walked into the land. Practice makes perfect. Right? This law is meant to change you. Right, so we are still talking about the Omer count. We have to count the days, which means time does not stop. The Memo and the Resh deals with bitterness, which is a portion to stagnant or not moving. The Hay is in this word because after the appropriate time of the Omer count, he will reveal whatever you need in order to grow as a servant. Right? Because this law deals with, when it's like the Omer count, every day you're supposed to say a prayer and you're supposed to meditate on something that's supposed to change you. That's what this is, the main portion of the law on a spiritual level for you. Imagine, you know, they say it take at least 21 days. If you say affirmations to change the way you think. Rebrainwash. Brainwash yourself. Tell yourself for every day, I am a servant of the Most High. I am love. I am healthy. I am obedient. I am. Your I ams will catch up to you. So if you say to yourself every day, I am stupid. I am foolish. You will turn into that. But if for 50 days you say, I love myself, you will become a new creature in 50 days. Right? This is very true. Research that. And like I said, this law is based on Torah. And it's meant for everybody because saying affirmations didn't come. It came from the Torah, but they just flipped it to say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it this way. I'm not going to say that the Most High told me to do it at the time of the Omer count. But this is what is meant for us, and we are supposed to show the world this. This is the true meaning of the law. Right? Torah is everywhere. If you aren't given a prison sentence, it is for a certain amount of time. Why? Could this be what the judge sees that you need in order to make the correction in a correctional facility a measurement of time? It's like I said, how many people have changed for the better because they went to jail, because they went to a correctional facility? Okay, so this word in the ancient says stretch, carpet, continue. Wait a minute, continue? That deals with the noon, but the noon is not in this word. Okay, so the mem is a picture of water. The dalet is a picture of a tent door. Combine these mean water at the door. A carpet was stretched out to cover a dirt floor of the tent. A bowl of water was at the entrance of the tent so people could wash their feet before entering the tent. Other meanings for these letters are garment, length, measure, long, continue, and continually. Look at that, continually. That means forever. Measurement, judgment, justice and judgment deals with forever. It's like I said, let's take away all kinds of judgment. Let's take away all kinds of justice across this world. And see what let's see what happens. Total chaos. Okay, so when I say the ancient, I'm talking about the ancient Hebrew lexicon of the Bible. And Google that, and you get the meaning of the ancient meanings of these words. All right. Okay, so let's see. Let me see if this is a good place to stop. I'll stop here, and we will continue with more definitions on measure or measurement. Until the next time, I hope my words come across to you in love, peace, harmony, and light. And I just want to tell you again and let you know that I love you very much, and so does the Creator. And He gave us His law because He loved us. Right? He said He corrects those who He loves. If He didn't love you, you would never see any kind of chastisement from the Creator at all. If you that type of person where you ain't seen no kind of corrections from Him, it's time to humble yourself. Okay, so once again, I love you very much. And the Most High does too. Once again, you are the apple of His eye. And part of that means He is always watching. He never stopped watching. Especially His children, the children of Israel. Right? Just like you wouldn't. You would never leave your child unattended in a house full of things that you know they will get into that could potentially kill them. So I love you very much, and so does the Creator. And I just want to say shalom, peace and blessings, and you will hear from me soon. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Creator.